Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The debt limit, that's still hanging over Congress, still hanging over the president. No deal has been made. And honestly, I'm not expecting one with answers like this. Tony Katz, good to be with you. 93 WIBC, good morning. The popcorn moment, let's do the thing. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. Corinne Jean-Pierre. She doesn't even think that Democrats have a spending problem.
McCarthy said yesterday in front of the White House that the reason why we are in this problem is because every time Democrats want to make a deal, they want to make a deal about spending more money. So do you agree with Speaker McCarthy that Democrats have a spending problem?
No.
To it.
No, to it. Look, I'll say this. The president's budget reduces the deficit, as you know, by nearly $3 trillion over 10 years, right? This is a president that believes in dealing with the deficit in a real way. That's on top of the $1.7 trillion that the president has been able to reduce the deficit the last 2 years. So the president takes this very seriously.
If the president took it seriously, you wouldn't be lying and he wouldn't be lying about reducing the deficit $1.7 trillion. It never happened. It's a lie, and she's a liar, and she should be called a liar right there. At this stage of the game, you gotta get her to stop. I don't know how the press corps gets treated like this. I don't know why they allow this to happen. You have more power than you realize. Make it stop. But you don't think Democrats have a spending problem? Now, if she had said, look, Congress has a spending problem. Government has a spending problem. You'd actually get some bipartisan agreement. No, Democrats don't have a spending problem? That is precious. But then again, this is Corinne Jean-Pierre. Corinne Jean-Pierre, her job is not about information. Her job is about the narrative. And the narrative says the border going swimmingly.
Since our plan went into full effect, just about almost 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. And so that's because we put it in plan. We put a plan in place that dealt with diplomacy, deterrence, and enforcement. That's what we did. And that's what you're seeing when once our plan took an effect, you actually saw numbers of unlawful border crossings plummet. And so that is important because the actions that we put forward is actually working.
If you say so. If you say that your plan is working, but what was your plan? Title 42 goes away. We go back to Title 8, which has been on the books since the 40s. So tell me more about your plan. Do you mean a plan of actual border enforcement? So border enforcement works? Well, then what were you doing before this? What were the past 2.5 years? You know, I think the real issue here is a leadership issue. What do you think of Joe Biden's leadership?
This tradition would be like an end run around what the president is doing.
Absolutely not. Look, I would refer you to Congress on their processes and what they're trying to do in Congress. But to say or suggest the president's leadership is in question, I think is completely false. I disagree with that premise and certainly with that question, because if you look at the last 2 years, if you look at what Democrats have been able to get done with the leadership of this president, that is the complete opposite of what you just laid out. Go ahead, April.
Ah, you're confusing legislative accomplishments with real world results. Which, of course you are, because you can't talk real-world results. Look at the economy. Look at the border. Look at China and their spy balloons. Sorry, their silly spy balloons. You, however, get to just crow about the Inflation Reduction Act. You must be very, very proud about a piece of legislation that didn't reduce the inflation, actually helped increase inflation because of more spending, and added Green New Deal components to our lives, which of course suck. But ideology first, people second. That is the Joe Biden way. Is Joe Biden's leadership in question? The answer is, of course it is. Leadership is always in question. And that's why you have to go out there and prove yourself day in and day out. Because if you don't, leadership becomes in question. Of course it does. If the leadership wasn't in question, why would Robert F. Kennedy Jr. be running against him for president? Oh, he doesn't count. Okay. Last I looked, he was polling at 19%. I don't know. Maybe to Democrats he does count. He's scheduled to be with us tomorrow on Tony Katz Today at noon. In studio is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I am looking forward to that conversation. By the way, I get to sit down with Joe Biden. I'm going to have a conversation as well. That's kind of what we do here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in studio. This should be interesting, to say the least.